Hello and welcome to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Diana Damakis and here are today's top stories. The UK joins Germany in opposing WhatsApp data share changes, Brazil is seeing high levels of penetration growth, and Naver looks towards Europe for its next expansion. UK's Information Commissioner, Elizabeth Denham, has discussed the country's plans regarding data protection laws after it leaves the EU. Denham said that she believes that UK should move forward with the same data regulations as the EU, saying that Brexit shouldn't mean Brexit when it comes to standards of data protection. The new regulation will come into effect in 2018 and applies to businesses handling EU citizens' data, even if the company is not European-based. She added that this meant that new plans announced by Facebook that it would begin sharing WhatsApp data, such as phone numbers and contact information, between platforms would come under pressure after fears regarding users' privacy. This follows on from the German data regulator announcing that it had ordered Facebook to stop collecting WhatsApp data, saying that Facebook had no legal permission to collect the information. Controversy regarding the collection of user data on WhatsApp has also sparked conversation outside Europe. In September, the Indian High Court ruled that the data collection contravened Indian law, and WhatsApp was ordered to delete any previously stored information. The court said that the new terms of service directly jeopardized the privacy of over 100 million Indian WhatsApp users. Originally, the app's parent company, Facebook, said it refused to comply with the order, but has since done a U-turn, saying that it planned to proceed with the privacy policy and terms update in accordance with the court's order. Brazil is seeing a substantial growth in its internet penetration, according to a new report by WebCertain. The report that looks at the largest market in Latin America reports that despite financial difficulties in the country, it posted the strongest year-on-year growth in the region, seeing a 5.1% increase in penetration over the last year. The rise equates to around 6.7 million new online users in 1 year, more than the total combined growth of Mexico, Peru, Chile, Colombia, and Argentina. Meanwhile, the report also reveals the large disparity in technological advancement between neighboring countries in the region. For example, whilst Chile has a 78% internet penetration rate, neighboring Peru only has a 41% penetration rate. Lee Hae-jin, founder of South Korean search engine Naver, has announced plans to expand the company's presence in the European market. In the announcement, he said that there were plans in place to invest around $100 million in a fund set up by former French minister Fleur Pellerin, set up to assist South Korean firms make their own investments in France. Speaking to reporters, Lee said that he looked at Europe as the next investment opportunity for Naver and Line. Whilst both brands are hugely popular in Asian markets, such as Japan and Thailand, the LINE messaging app's presence in Western markets is comparatively small. Additionally, Fleur Pellerin said that she believed that the challenge lies in overcoming the problem of lack of diversity in a digital market where companies such as Google or Facebook are so dominant. And finally, Yandex Money has introduced a new authorization method for its payment system. Users of the service can now pay for items or complete monetary transfers using a single-click button over push messages. Before now, the service has required users to authorize payments using passwords and confirmations over SMS. The changes are now available to be used by Android customers through online stores accepting Yandex Money, with an iOS update reportedly coming shortly. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos and more. See you next time.